KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000.
And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 55. North winds at 5 to 10, becoming southeasterly later today. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The polls are now open in Atlantic for the mayoral election. The only polling place is the Cass County Community Center. Grace Garrett and Tim Tiger vying for the seat currently held by Dave Jones, who did not run for re-election. Garrett and Tiger were the top two vote recipients during the November 2nd election, but since neither had 50.1% of the vote, a runoff election was declared. Atlantic residents living in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd wards will use the main entrance to the Cass County Community Building on the fairgrounds. Those residents living in the 4th and 5th wards will use the south entrance to the same building. The polls will close at 8 o'clock. Now, there are two other Iowa cities with mayoral runoff elections today, Cedar Falls and Cedar Rapids. Voters in Cedar Falls and Edgewood will decide on who wins runoff elections for city council. Officials with Cass County Public Health said Monday that they're holding a vaccination clinic on Friday, December 3rd at Cass County Public Health from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The walk-in clinic will provide Moderna booster vaccinations only. Patients need to bring their COVID-19 vaccination record card with them to the event. If you've lost your card, you can call 712-243-7443 and public health staff will assist you. The required consent forms can also be printed from casshealth.org/COVID vaccine, saving patients time on the day of the clinic. Cass County Public Health is located at 1408 East 10th Street in Atlantic, across from the hospital. Masks will be required during the clinic. The latest report from the Iowa Department of Public Health shows the number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 in Iowa continues to climb. In their data released on Monday, the IDPH said 665 patients were hospitalized with the virus, and that was up from 616 in their report on Friday. Of those hospitalized with COVID-19, 75.1% had not been vaccinated, while 85.6% of those in intensive care with the virus had not been vaccinated. The number of COVID-19 tests dropped over the long holiday weekend. There were 7,952 new positive tests reported over the last 7 days on Monday, down from 9,468 at the last report on Friday. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate increased, however, from 10.5% on Friday to 10.8% on Monday. The number of long-term care facilities reporting an outbreak in the state dropped from 25 to 20 as of Monday. There have been 4,130,627 vaccine doses administered in Iowa. 69% of those 18 and older are fully vaccinated, and 72% of those 12 and older have had at least one vaccine dose. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday reported two arrests and three accidents that occurred over the past week. On November 21st, deputies arrested 67-year-old Edward Wolf of Exira for OWI first offense. Wolf was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released after posting bond. On November 22nd, 50-year-old Joel Lowry of Messina was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense and driving while revoked. Lowry was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. At around 3:50 p.m. on November 21st, Cass County deputies responded to an accident near the area of Highland and Galveston Roads. Officials said a 2012 GMC Sierra with an attached trailer, that was the truck driven by Roger Blake of Walnut, was traveling westbound and traversing a right-hand curve on the road. On the trailer were cornstalk bales, one of which fell off during the turn. At about the same time, a 2018 GMC Yukon being operated by Judith Gross of Walnut was traveling eastbound on the curve. A cornstalk bale, which had fallen off the trailer, landed in the eastbound lane. Gross's vehicle struck the bale, causing about $20,000 damage to the Yukon. No injuries were reported. On November 24th, Cass County deputies responded at around 3:12 p.m. to an accident near 585th and Independence Road. A 2006 Chevy Malibu being driven by a juvenile was traveling east on 585th. The vehicle went out of control on the gravel before rolling into the ditch and yard of a nearby residence. A juvenile passenger noted head and stomach pain due to the incident, but was arranging for personal transportation to the hospital if necessary. The vehicle sustained about $3,000 worth of damage. There were no other injuries or damage reported. And on November 25th at around 9:40 p.m., an accident occurred west of the intersection of 760th and White Pole Road here in Cass County. Authorities say a westbound 2007 Chevy Cobalt, driven by Garrett Walvold of Adair, was rounding a curve when the car went out of control and entered the northwest ditch. The vehicle rolled over once and came to rest on its wheels. Walvold suffered minor injuries and was transported by Cass EMS to the Cass County Hospital, or Cass Health. The vehicle sustained about $7,000 worth of damage. No other injuries or damage was reported. That is a check of our news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.